So I basically know how your week is going because you just told me you were snoozing a reminder from July 21st.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
I do that all the time. Like the reminder pops up on your phone and you're like, oh, I'll push it off an hour though.
An hour. I just learned probably a month ago, like if you click the little down button on my computer, it gives you options like 5 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, tomorrow morning, 1 week.
So how did you get from July 21st to now?
Because I keep doing like tomorrow morning.
It's September.
I know.
Oh my God.
I mean, I should just hit delete.
It's like, obviously it's probably not that important.
And the worst part is it's to listen to a voicemail that I haven't even listened to. I guess I could just read it.
I mean, I hope it's not urgent. Like seriously.
Well, you know, my
whoever
first,
it is that needed
first
you
boss,
is dead
well,
now.
Yeah. My first boss, you know, taught me very early in my career that mm-hmm. like if something's really important, I'll call back.
That's true.
She used to come back from vacation and go select all delete and
why don't you just delete it at this point? It's fucking September.
Yeah. Unless July it's something 21st. That like I'll need to like spin my response. Like okay. It could end up being a good thing that I waited. So
okay, playing hard to get. I see what's happening here. Well, the big news of this week, I mean last week we had the Kardashians. This week Cardi B and Offset announced a divorce. Is it though?
I mean, yeah, it's not a surprise. That's
definitely not a surprise. I mean, like, I was surprised and not surprised all at the same time. Do you know what I mean? That feeling where you're like, but actually, like, that makes total sense.
If that's when, like, your sadness is wrapped up as surprise, you're like, oh, that stinks. You know, like when an old person, like an old celebrity dies, you're like, you think you're surprised, but you're like, but they were 95.
Oh my God. When Regis Philbin died this year, I was so sad.
I mean, I was sad too, but I was also kind of more surprised that he was still alive.
Yeah, you're like, wait, he's still alive? I mean, that's sort of how this is. It's like, obviously Offset has cheated in the past, right?
Right.
Everyone knows that because it was very public. They talked about it openly. She like tried to divorce him, or maybe they weren't married yet, but she tried to leave him.
It was like threatening that. Yeah,
he would like show up on a stage at her concerts trying to win her back, and he did. Worked, right? So this, like, when I read about this, I was like, oh man, what a bummer, because it sounds like he cheated again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy into the phrase once a cheater always a cheater?
I blanket statements have been getting me into trouble lately.
Oh, I'm so curious now what that means.
Stories.
Okay.
I do think blanket statements can be not good, but I think for the most part, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think that there's something psychologically that, like, if you care so little about your wife and the mother of your child that you're willing to risk it,
yeah,
the stakes only get less after that.
That's
like, you would
true.
Think that is literally should be the most important thing in your life. And if you're willing to fuck that up and you get a second chance and you fuck it up again,
yeah,
chances are you're probably going to be like, well, that's just what I do now. I've always, like, I would never date somebody that got out of a relationship because they were caught cheating. I would never
really
do it.
Ever.
Because I would never be able to trust them.
Huh.
Yeah. I've never cheated either.
Cheated? I was about to say. Okay, so you wouldn't date you.
I was really, really fucked up though.
Okay.
And to my credit, and it doesn't make it right, I was done. Like, mm-hmm. The only thing I hadn't done was broken up,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, that's kind of like an interesting topic, I feel, because it's like, why do people cheat, right? Like, there's a million different reasons. And like, when I think about this situation, I think it's can seem easy because he did cheat before they got married, maybe.
Right.
And so you're like, of course, Cardi, like, you knew what you were signing up for. It's never her fault though, you know?
Right.
Like, so, but I do sometimes.
We don't know how she is in the relationship.
Well, and she said, I know we don't, but I read an article that said she said that she wasn't an angel either. And that was why, she, you know, people were judging her for taking him back. And she was like, you know, I'm not an angel either. And like, this is something we've decided to work through, which is just interesting because it's like, I don't think that you can, like you said, make a blanket statement or make judgments about someone else's relationship necessarily, because we don't know the dynamics.
Right.
And so there's these situations where maybe you've been in a long-term situation or a long-term marriage and cheating happens and the other partner is like not available, or you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
there's reasons.
All of these reasons, right? That sometimes I think that when you say things like once a cheater, always a cheater. It isn't necessarily right. true because right. in like a situation like that, maybe the person was, it was a cry for help. It's never the right thing to do.
Right.
It's never the right thing. But I just sometimes go, okay, I could see where people do try to work things
totally.
Out.
Like I could see myself in a relationship if someone cheated on me being yeah. willing to work through it. I just don't think
they
I would
were
want
remorseful.
To start a relationship with someone that I knew had ended a relationship because of cheating, you know?
Okay, well, this... Yeah, but you said you did.
I know, but I would, like... But that's... My relationship didn't end because I cheated.
It was already going to end.
It was over.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was just a cow. I
you
was
were a pussy.
Being a cow. Yeah, I was being
mm-hmm.
a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, when I did that, it was... I needed to do it to prove to myself that I was done.
Yeah.
To show, like, I mean, I'm not proud of it. You know,
it's honestly,
it's like, it actually, like, I hate that I had to follow up my statement was like, oh my God, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Because I really prided myself on not being that. I mean, I didn't even cheat on my girlfriend in high school when I knew I was fucking gay. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
It just was one of those things because it's trust is so important because I'm also like, I'll trust anybody. Like,
right.
I'm gullible. I'll trust anybody because I want to believe that people are good. So if I go into a relationship thinking that you're a cheater,
mm-hmm.
I won't, like, I'll never trust when you're away, you know?
Of
like,
course.
I wouldn't be able to date that person. And that's probably more on me than them.
Well, I was going to say, because, like, I've cheated and I was in my 20s. It was my very first relationship and we had dated for a long time, but we needed to break up too. It was kind of that situation.
Was it an ongoing, like, relationship or did you
it
just...
It was a long... term. What do you
no,
mean?
The person
oh,
that you
no,
were cheating
no.
with.
No, no, no. It wasn't an ongoing
thing. Like a
one-night
thing?
Yeah, but like I will say to me, that was absolutely the worst feeling I've ever
it's
had in my life. Like it is not fun. And
yeah.
if you have fun cheating, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Like something is very wrong deep inside of you because it is not fun. It made me feel like the worst human being ever. I had so much regret. I remember feeling so sick at my stomach, like, and then to the lying after or the whatever until you come clean
yeah.
is literally the worst feeling I've ever had in my life.
Could you imagine being one of those people that like has two relationships and trying to keep
no.
all of that straight and
no.
I mean that's to me that's
it's exhausting.
A sociopath.
Yeah.
Like, to be able
something.
To
it's
be able
something.
To do that well is there's that's not cool.
Yeah. Well, so that okay, so what I would say to what you said though is I did that once and I've never done it again because I'm like I never want to feel like that. So
no.
if I need to get out of a relationship, I will just get out versus like cheat. You know what I
right.
mean? So it's like lesson learned. So sometimes I don't think that's a fair thing to be like,
right.
and maybe I'm just trying to be like, but wait,
yeah.
I did that. So, but my lesson really was learned. And like, I have not ever, ever, ever had the desire to do that again. Since then, I have been cheated on royally.
Right.
And,
karma is a biatch.
Oh no, literally I felt that. I thought, oh my
yeah.
God, this is what I get, you know, and all of that kind of feeling. But I've talked about this a lot on the podcast. I talked about it when I was on Very Cavalieri, but like I got cheated on and I found out 3 months before our wedding. So it was terrible. The worst part was, is it had been going on the whole relationship. And
right.
when you talk about the double life thing, it was that. And it was multiple people. I mean, it was it's a much deeper issue.
Well, that's that kind of time.
He did, apparently. And literally, this is what I think about Cardi that is so fascinating to me is like, you know, she has a song that we talked about, WAP or WAP or whatever the fuck
we'll
it's
get,
called.
We'll get to that in a little minute.
Yeah, we will. But like, she, I think, has become this woman who sort of prides herself on like her sexuality and like Offset seems very attracted to that. And I wonder.
And like feminine power, too. Like,
right.
I would be fucking scared of that if I were him.
Well, I know. But like, isn't it an interesting thought? Because this is, I know how I felt when I was in this relationship. Like, there was something in my gut that knew something was going on.
Right.
And I asked him, I approached him, whatever, it just lied straight to my face. But I thought basically if I had sex with him enough, like this wasn't like, this was a subconscious
right.
thought.
Yeah.
It wasn't a conscious thought, but like we had so much sex. This is the other thing. I'm just like, how the fuck did he still
right.
like,
what
have,
was he giving
I
them?
Mean, Jesus. But like, that's what's so fascinating is, and I think about that with her sometimes is just like, does she put up this front a little bit of this like wet ass pussy deal to get a guy like him to pay attention to her?
Right.
Or you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that their situation's obviously unique. Like, they're both like wildly popular entertainers that sure. travel a lot, and they're not together, which just opens the door for like, I mean, I know when I travel for business, like that's when I've been in like hookup phases in my life. And I'm not talking about like yeah. when I was in a relationship, like something about the anonymity of like being in a new town and just like meeting somebody and hooking up. And
yeah.
And then like as a touring musician where you're going through the same cities year after year, month after month, like you get your little side pieces in those cities. And it's like, I think there's something about like not being in the same space that opens the door for that to happen a little bit more yeah. commonly in their particular situations.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it right or wrong in any way.
It's still a choice.
But and for her, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting thought. Like maybe there is, maybe she's like not what she's selling. You know what I mean? Like,
or maybe she is, and it's just, it just goes to show that like if someone's gonna cheat, they're gonna right. fucking cheat.
Right.
And look, like,
and I respect her. Like, I think I read somewhere that the reason why she wanted to make it work was because of their kid.
Yeah.
Plus, like, clearly there was love there too. So you don't just throw that away because somebody makes a mistake. Like, I think it's fair to give someone another shot. But I also think it's really important to like do what you think is best for your children.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is like at a certain point, she realized what is best for her child is for her child to like see a really strong mom that stands up and says,
especially
I deserve
a daughter.
More. Yeah, I deserve more than this.
Sure. Like, right.
Because, you know, as much as it sucks for any child to like be tossed between parents and have to grow up or grow up with just one or whatever, like, I think it's worse to like grow up in an environment where like your mother doesn't get respected by her husband.
Totally.
You know, like yeah. it just teaches an even worse thing. So.
Right. And it's what you end up carrying on into your yeah. relationship. So
yeah.
I Googled cause I was curious, like what does make people cheat from a psychological perspective. And I read this article on insider.com that I thought was interesting. But they referenced the once a cheater, always a cheater thing. So I'm going to read this little blurb. Okay. It says the phrase once a cheater, always a cheater has been used time and time again to suggest that any person who has an affair is sure to have another in the future. Although these types of people exist, there are also cheaters whose actions really are one-time occurrence. According to Tammy Nelson, a psychotherapist and independent consultant for Ashley Madison.
Oh.
Dying. Ashley Madison's that website of...
It was professional place, cheaters.
Yeah, people...
It was place, match.com for cheaters.
Basically. It's done.
I think it got done when okay. they like... Their whole like client list got revealed.
Oh, right. Ended. Yeah, that's terrible. Okay. People, and back to the quote, people have tried to put cheating in categories, but I think there's different kinds and different needs and reasons for cheating, Nelson told Insider. Factors like where a person is in their life, how they feel in a specific relationship, or how they feel about themselves at any given moment can influence cheating motivations. I thought that last part is so fascinating. And mm-hmm. this is what I learned from the relationship where I got cheated on is I tried everything to be the perfect girlfriend. Like I was literally like a fucking robot in that relationship, you know, like it just wasn't a healthy relationship for me. But I did everything like that he could have asked, you know, like I was the fun girlfriend. I was like the cool girlfriend. I was always looked like I had my hair, makeup, you know, I was just like too put together. I was like, if anyone watches Sex in the City, there's like a moment where Carrie says, she's just like, I don't even know who I am. I'm like this, like put together Carrie when she like first was dating Big. And that is how I was in that relationship. Cause I think I was just, I don't know. I was so just ready to like get married and for that to work and stuff. And it just went to show that like it didn't matter what yeah, I did. It wasn't about me. You have to be enough. You have to
for the relationship to work. Like you can't play a role in your relationship. You just have to be able to be
but
you.
But also it you're exactly right. You have to be able to be you. I also realized it had nothing to do with me or what I did or did not do. This was a thing within him and like he wasn't happy inside of himself.
Right.
He had his
right.
own issues inside of himself
totally.
That no matter what I did, they wouldn't have resolved those things.
Yeah, there was probably some sort of fear about being married.
Who knows?
That he was doing everything he could to sabotage it.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah, that's between him and his therapist, yes. whatever it is. But
and the big man upstairs.
But anyway, it made me think because I think that's an interesting thought. And especially if you're a person who's been cheated on, it's so damaging to your self-esteem.
Totally.
And really, though, it just might not have anything to do with you. So Godspeed to Cardi B. I hope they're happy and I hope they find peace in their life after divorce. I know public divorce has to be terrible. So,
well, speak just really quick. Like, I texted you this last night. Okay. Like, I don't know if anybody noticed this because I can't find anything about it online. But last night during the... Like, we're breaking news here on Velvet's Edge.
Or it's just not casual. That relevant. Yeah.
I thought it was hysterical that at the end of, I don't even know which speech it was because he won more than one award, but Luke Combs at the end of his speech just goes, WAP.
Okay, so first of all, let's give the people a little backstory.
On the ACMs.
On the ACM Awards. It's very much in Chip and I's world, the country music world, but there was a big award show last night. It was the first award show since the pandemic. It was run very oddly. Like, I had to just send my clients off to the show because no one was even allowed to go. Like, there was no teams, no glam squads were there. But we were watching everything on television, and Luke Combs won a bunch of stuff. Well-deserved. He had a killer year. And then he gets through this speech and he's like thanking these people. He's such a country guy too. And I did not believe you.
I had to rewind it. We did too.
We got, at the end of one of his speeches, he's like, and I thank God and blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, WAP.
And then he goes, and just walks away. And I texted his manager. I was like,
What does his manager say?
I was like, I'm dead. Did he just say WAP? And he wrote back, ha ha ha. And I was like, was that a dare? And he said, no, it wasn't.
Did his manager know anything about it?
I mean, he seemed to. So
what did he say though?
My guess. I asked.
He just like
asked for more information,
pussies.
But then it was like
Luke
my
Combs,
guess is like it's
Luke
an inside
Combs
joke
podcast?
Between him and his wife.
I said that to you. I said maybe his wife dared him or something if he won, and she was like, if you win an award, like you're coming home to a WAP.
Yeah. He's like claiming that prize.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is I was just on the phone with my sister on the way here.
Okay.
And my sister's, I'm 44. She's 46. She has two kids. She has a 12-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Okay.
And I said something about it. I was like, did you hear Luke Combs say WAP? And she goes, what's that? And I go,
does she live under a rock?
What fucking rock are you living under? She goes, I go, you've never heard the Cardi B song WAP? And she's like, no.
Oh, how?
My sister is not like a square. She's
like a
fun
cool mom?
But you know, she hasn't been watching the, because I was like, it's even on the news. And she goes, oh, I haven't been watching the news. I'm tired of politics.
A lot of people have zoned out on
the news. Yeah, so I think she's just been busy being a mom. But I'm like, how do you miss that song?
Right.
How do you not hear that song? So I was like, put your headphones in because you got little ears around you all the time and listen to it tonight.
Did she die?
Oh. She hasn't listened to it yet.
You'll have to report back next week because I'm very curious what her perspective will be. Also, ask her if she thinks it's pronounced WAP or WAP.
Well, again, it's said both ways in the song.
I'm still going with WAP.
Yeah.
Something else that happened this week, and I was texting you about this, but this was something we sort of discussed last week, was like kinky, like vibes, like fetishes. And I had a situation this week.
somebody likes her feet.
We discovered that I have a Wiki Feet page.
Wait, we also discovered that Wiki Feet exists.
Exactly. Okay, let's backtrack to that. So I got
The Wiki Fuck. That's my, I just coined that. TM.
TM.
What the Wiki Fuck?
I have so many things to say that my brain can't function right now. So I don't remember exactly how it happened, but I posted something on my Instagram stories and this guy wrote back to me and he said, he's dead serious, dead fucking serious, says, how do you feel that your WikiFeet rating dropped to 4.5 from a 5? And honestly, I was like, hold up, what the fuck is WikiFeet? Second of all, who the fuck dropped me to 4.5?
Yeah. Who's this guy that is noticing that your score's changing?
He likes my feet, Joe.
He likes your feet.
I mean,
is that like Wiki ass, Wiki tits?
I don't know. Google it.
Hey,
we'll get back
I'm
to
gonna buy that URL right now.
Well, you went deep diving and found my WikiFeet page. I will say there's some false information on there. They say I wear a size 7. I actually wear a size 9. I'm 5'10". If I wore a 7, that would be absurd. Because a 9 is actually pretty small for my
height.
Can
I go in and edit it? Is it like Wikipedia where it's like...
I feel like that'll drop my rating more if I have bigger feet.
Yeah. You have big man feet.
The other thing is like I don't feel confident about my feet. I will say like this is not an area of my body that I like feel great about. I mean...
Interesting.
It was really weird to feel like it was on display. Like there's other parts of my body that I'm like, yeah, I'm like into that, or I like feel confident about my feet. I'm like, they're kind of bony, they're long and skinny. Like, it's just,
Hey, to eat, somebody likes long, skinny, bony feet.
I guess somebody's into the bone.
Well, I couldn't find any men on there.
Yo, it's just a girl thing. Okay, just girls. Well, so this brings us to our next.
Do women not get hot over men's feet ever?
I actually posed that question on my stories after this. I posted about the Wiki Feet page. It's a full page. It's got all these pictures of my feet. But it's like pictures from my Instagram, but it's just, you know, whatever. Zoomed in on the feet, I guess. But I'm like, this is so interesting. Cause like, first of all, I'm not into feet. Right. Like I don't like hate feet, but it doesn't really like turn me on. So I was like, is this a guy thing or are there girls? I posted that question and literally 2% of women said, yes, they're into feet. And 98% said, no, it's just a creepy guy thing.
That is so funny. Have you ever seen Don't Be a Menace in South Central while drinking your juice in the hood?
No, but that's the longest movie title ever. Good.
There's a really funny scene where they're like making love in the kitchen and he like sucks on her toes. Like there's like a, you know, it's a farcical movie. And he opens the refrigerator door and like squirts ketchup all over her feet before he like
then he licks it,
sucks her toes.
Ew.
I mean, it's really over the top, but it's like that's kind of what my impression of like loving feet is. You know what I mean?
I mean, like I could
you
maybe
walk around on them,
right? Like let's paint a scenario where you just got out of the shower or you just took a bath and your partner is like massaging you. Maybe I could like get on board with like, you know, they're rubbing your feet. Maybe they kiss around your feet a little bit. They're kissing your legs.
Yeah.
Like it's like that kind of thing. But like, I don't really even think it would turn me on to have my toes sucked.
No, it would probably tickle.
It would tickle. So I had to like deep.
My toes sucked. That like landed 5 seconds after you said it. Like what? On what planet does someone say, baby, I want to suck
those
toes?
Let me suck those toes.
I'd be like, I've got something else you can suck that is so much more pleasurable for me than my fucking toes.
This is how I feel about getting fucked in the ass. Now you understand. I'm like, I've got another hole. It feels way better to me. So of course I deep dived on the internet though. Cause I was like, I'm so fascinated now. Like, are there so many people into this? And like, is this weird that they're into this? Or is this just like one of those kinky things that some people like and some people don't? And so Men's Health had a really good article. One of the questions was, what causes a foot fetish? And it says people develop fetishes for different reasons, but they're largely thought to be learned behaviors. Fascinating.
Interesting.
For example, let's say you have a partner who spontaneously stimulates your genitals with their feet, and this is something you've never experienced before. Let's also say that you happen to find it very pleasurable and had an intense orgasm. This could create positive reinforcement that would lead you to want to repeat the experience in the future, thereby laying the groundwork for a foot fetish. What if someone jacked you off with their feet?
I mean, I feel like I've seen like that there are like fetish films where like people use like their feet to like tickle your balls and things like that, like that kind of stuff, or like even kick you, like weird like pain fetishes. So I wonder if like the feet being used in any of that could even actually like after being kicked in the balls then make you attracted to feet.
I'm just sitting here as you were talking thinking about like jacking someone off with my feet.
I mean,
but also was just as I was saying that thinking, what are these people that are looking at my Wiki Feet page doing?
Yeah.
What? Like,
what is anyone who's looking at any Wiki Feet page doing? I mean, we have a friend whose name I will not say, an anonymous friend who has like a foot Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I know about
people
this.
Offer her money for pictures all the time.
Well, I actually got a lot of messages. He just whispered to me who it was. I should have known.
Yeah, of course.
I got this message from this lady who had started an OnlyFans page for her feet because she kept getting message requests.
Brilliant.
And she was like, fucking pandemic's hard times, man. Like, that's what I'm like, actually.
For $5.99 a month, people would sign up for that shit.
Yeah, and I'm literally going to try to figure out a way to message WikiFeet and be like, this shit ain't for free, okay, WikiFeet?
Yeah, but there's no pictures of your feet up there. It's just your score. So
no, there's pictures of my feet.
On it? Oh,
are you serious? Did you not scroll down?
I didn't scroll down. I just looked at the top of the page.
It's tons of pictures of me and my feet.
Well,
they've taken them from the.
Can we do a photo shoot of like sexy photos of your feet and see if we get OnlyFans?
I guess we could. I also am having a tattoo removed on my foot, so I should do some before and afters. That should really get people going.
Yeah, we could even do some video content.
Here's another part that Men's Health said. What are some of the biggest misconceptions about foot fetishes? People wrongly assume that having a foot fetish means you have a mental disorder. I mean, I sort of did. Fetishes can be a problem. Like if a person is distressed about their own fetish or if they're committing crimes in order to fulfill their desires. But for the most part, there's nothing wrong with having a very specific turn on when it comes to sex. Generally speaking, there's nothing wrong with having a fetish. Fetishes don't mean you have a mental problem or that you're unable to establish healthy sexual or romantic relationships. It's just what you're into. So if you started dating a person and they said to you, I have cheated before in my past and I like feet.
I'd be like, no, speak English.
What if they hadn't cheated, but they had liked feet? What if you met a person on the road, since you just said that that is your big fun time to go do hookups, which you also said you've never really been a slut. So I think that's really funny. But what if you met the hottest guy you've ever seen? And he was like, okay, I want to take you out back and I want to jack you off with my feet.
I mean, I'd probably let him do it. But I would, I mean, here's the thing, like, I don't know that I wouldn't be able just to like not laugh through that.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. But then what if you were like, oh.
It's like turns out to be the hottest thing ever. Like, I report back. I'm like, I only want to be jacked off by feet.
It's like exactly what they're saying about the learned behavior. It's like you have the best orgasm in your life and you're like, yeah, now I'm a foot.
Yeah.
You're like, that's how you don't even have a profile like that's normal anymore. You're just like, just show me your feet.
Just show me your feet.
I don't even care about that. Anything else. Wow. Well, anyway, if anyone wants to go check out my feet, they're on wikifeet.com.
There are a lot of photos.
I told you.
None of these photos loaded the first time I looked.
You must have had bad service.
Because I think I had the screen small, and it's just like weird, like from the web ads, you know?
Oh, you have to scroll down.
You have to scroll down.
There's... Who the fuck gave me a low rating? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, she's got...
I'm a 4.5 out of 5. Rude. Yeah.
It looks like it might be 4.3 or something now.
What?
Oh, wait. I can edit your size.
Well,
it's a wiki. If I don't do it, someone else is going to do it.
Excuse me. I just started calling.
Oh, my God. There's a setting on here. It says I can click email me when a new photo goes up.
Oh, has anyone subscribed to my wikifeet page? I just want
to
know.
I'm not logged in. You have to log in to do that.
Okay. We're going to have to investigate further, but please go give me good ratings. We got to get this rating up.
Seriously.
Let's get these ratings up on wikifeet.
I mean, it's kind of, there's a chart, feet of the year.
God, I've got a long way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not in the top 10.
Before you know it, I'm obsessed with taking feet pictures.
The thing is, I don't know anybody in the top. I've never heard of any people in the top 20.
They're probably like porn stars or something.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's going to be my new goal for the month. By October, I'm going to be back to a 5.
Seriously. I think you should do an OnlyFans for your feet just to see.
Well, let's see what happens. How about we just try to focus on getting our Cameo page up?
I know. I've just been too busy.
This is like every week.
Hey, can we do a little poll? Like, how many people would pay for Cameo for us?
Okay.
Yeah. Slide into our DMs.
Slide into your DMs. What do you want to see more?
We'll say anything.
Do you want an OnlyFeet page? Only fans page for my feet or
us on Cameo.
Us on Cameo. I think Cameo's gonna win. And no offense to my feet, but okay, let's go to the question of the week. This one is a really tough one for me and it really hits home. I gotta be honest. This comes from Jessica. She said, what would you do if your current boyfriend didn't want any more kids? I have none and want some one day. My current boyfriend doesn't want any more kids. He has a 4-year-old son. She also ended up...
So she doesn't have any kids.
She doesn't. He has one. I think they ended up breaking up over this issue, but she's really missing him and wants to get back together. But she's like, but this is like a fundamental issue.
I mean, I can't really speak from personal experience. I will say that I do have... One of my best friends is a guy named Blaine. He lives in LA, and he and his boyfriend broke up for like 2 years over this issue because Blaine was like... This is a deal breaker for me.
Right.
I want a kid.
Right.
And I love you. And they'd been dating for years. But if you can't do this with me, then I have to find someone who will. What he wants
for his life.
I mean, I'd rather do it by myself.
Right, right.
And Craig came around. It took a couple of years, and they've got a little baby boy now who's fat and chunky. So it took a while for them to adopt. But I do think that if you love the person enough and they love you enough, they're going to want you happy, you know? So I do think that, like, if you think you can, or maybe you just need to give them the time to, like, come to that on their own. Like, I don't think it's an impossible, but if it is a deal breaker for you, I think you have to dig your heels in.
Well, I think it's
because otherwise there's regret later in life. And you're gonna hold it against them.
Yep. And this is the hard thing for the women issue of, like, the time clock and whatever. I mean, honestly, this is something I've faced with my boyfriend. Right. He has two kids, and, like, I mean, he doesn't necessarily, that was not in his plans to have any more. And so it's been a big point of conversation, and, like, he's not ready for it right now for sure. Right. So, but the problem for me is, like, I got to really fucking think about it,
right.
You know, and it really does bring up an issue. So at one point you're going to have to make a decision. And so I don't know what'll end up happening, but I felt that for her because she said they just broke up. She was really missing him and wanting to get back together. But it's kind of like what you said, like, if you want something in your life and, like, you really want it, like, you shouldn't really put your life on hold or your dreams or your desires for this person. I hate to say that, but I think that that's the truth.
Yeah. I mean, I think that she needs to ask if she misses him or if she misses having a boyfriend, because the thing
is, tough one. Yeah.
There are plenty of, like, great people out there that you can date and be married to that will give you what you want. Don't settle for somebody who's not giving you what you want. Like, and children is, like, if I can't, I mean, I don't have that. I would love to have a kid, but I don't have that internal thing that women have that, like, my body wants to produce a child.
Right.
And so I can't really speak to that, but, like, I can't imagine how deafening that must be when it's saying that, you know, like, because I have lots of female friends that are like, oh no, I don't want kids. Like, and it's like, there's no question that they just don't have that thing that's telling them that they want kids. Then I have friends like you that are like, I would literally steal a baby out of a fucking shopping cart.
I'm surprised I haven't yet.
I know. It's like, but, like, there are women that, like, their bodies are like, I want it.
Oh,
I want it so,
like,
bad.
Their ovaries and are screaming.
You should never settle for a guy that's not on the same page.
Yeah. So, Jessica, I would say be true to you, and I mean, maybe the guy will come around, like you said, but you have to hold your own ground and be true to yourself and what you want in your life, or else you're going to resent them later anyway, like you said.
Totally.
Anyway, that was the question for the week. You guys, keep the questions coming to @casual@velvetsedge.com, or you can always slide into my DMs @velvetsedge on Instagram. Chip is @chipdorsch. I personally feel like I'm going to have a very busy weekend focusing on my OnlyFans page for my feet. I'm going to go exfoliate now. new content to the blog. It's only feet from now on. Got to get that rating up. Jesus.
God, I'm going to have to go vote on your feet now. I'm going to have to log in, register for, and then I'm going to be down a rabbit hole all weekend sending you ugly feet pics.
You're going to all of a sudden.
I'm going to be like, how does this girl have a higher rating than you?
Don't even insult me that way. I'm already insulted. I don't even know that girl, but I'm insulted. So if you have the time, just please go vote on me. Go vote on my wiki feed. I can't even tell.
They're going to get, like, a boost in traffic on Friday. Then they're going to be like, wait, we're breaking the internet, guys. Like, where is this coming from?
Why is Kelly Anderson all of a sudden getting this, like, rise in her feet voting?
Like, the number five girl, her name is literally just, like, Maggie. M-A-G-G-Y. Why? M-A-G-G-Y.
I'm going to go check out Maggie's page, see what she's doing that's better.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know about it in my defense.
She's giving hand jobs with her feet.
I know. Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, Chip.
Anything for a vote.
Here I come. Or here you come. You never know. Okay, I got to go. I got to go. Do you have big weekend plans? Oh, we have a birthday party tomorrow night. You're my date.
Yeah, we're
hot dating. See, this is the kind of stuff we could put on Cameo, Chip.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, like, people have to request our cameos. You don't just, like, put things up.
Oh, I don't know how it works.
She's like, she doesn't even know. We can, like, break up. Like, there's a really famous cameo where Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray got a request to dump somebody for
that. That's brutal.
I know, but I would.
I don't think I could do it. You would have to talk, and I would probably, like, cry and empathize with them. It would be a full range of emotions.
He was like, look, there's just no nice way to say this, but she's dumping you. Like, or something like that.
Also, who's that bitch? That is like hardcore.
I kind of like her. I want to be friends with her.
I don't know if I do. She'll break up with you via cameo. All right. Well, we are going to go.
Yes.
I'm going to go focus on my feet. Chip, what are you doing this weekend besides our birthday party?
I'm going to set up my hot tub finally.
Right.
Then I'm going to have a hot tub party. You can put your feet in my hot tub.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, this is getting dirty.
But legit, I'm putting together my hot tub finally.
You got an above ground hot tub or whatever it's called? Well,
I got an inflatable hot tub. It was a gift.
I actually would love to.
It's like literally the greatest gift ever.
It's the best gift for you. Hot tubs and jet skis and mowing your lawn.
Yes.
That's where you'll find Chip Dorsch in his happy place.
I am going home to mow my lawn today. It's in my calendar.
Oh, of course. Please don't silence that little alert over and over. Okay, now we're rambling. You guys have a great week. Message us, DM at Velvet's Edge. I'm done talking, obviously.
Or drinking today.
I know. I drank last night, though. Whoops. At casual at velvetsedge.com. You guys have a great weekend. And always remember,
act casual.
Bye.
Bye.